Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me today, thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be able to share some time with you and some ideas as well. But one of my favorite things that I get to do around here is I get to introduce you to some really smart people, our Brain Trust members and those who are about to become Brain Trust members, like our new friend Carolyn Reinbarger. She is, I love this title, ladies and gentlemen. Write this down. This is going to be on the test. She is Chief Brainstormer at a marketing company called Strategic Guru, and their website is, I suspect, is strategicguru.com, but we'll ask her about that. Carolyn Reinbarger, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Was I correct about the website?
You're correct.
Strategicguru.com.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, I know that you make your living helping people with their marketing, mm-hmm. especially with online marketing, and one of the things I've been talking quite a lot about recently, Carolyn, is that regardless of whether you're feeling the economy, the negative elements of the economy full force or not, this is a good year to really focus on the fundamentals of operating a business. And I've been talking about this all year long. And of course, even if you believe we're in a recession or if the elements around you are making you feel like you're in a recession, somebody's buying stuff all around you from somebody. And mm-hmm. so we got to make sure we get our part, don't we?
That's exactly right. I think the main mistake that I see happening during tougher times is that people tend to think they should be pulling back on marketing when, in fact, they can capture some opportunity.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm going to use a golf metaphor here, Carolyn. I hope you'll forgive me. But, you know, it's like pulling back on marketing is like saying that you want to improve your golf game by not holding onto the handle.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. What is the one fundamental that we operate with of all the fundamentals that we do? You know, the operating fundamentals, the financial fundamentals, all those things. What is the one fundamental that actually touches the customer who can make all of your bad stuff go away? And that's marketing.
That's correct. And like golf, marketing is not a one-time event. Golf is not a one-time thing. You don't go out, buy a bunch of clubs, go and play one time and abandon it.
I love it when a woman does sports metaphors, ladies and gentlemen. Good for you, Carolyn.
Now, just don't ask me about my golf game, Jim.
Don't worry. No, I'm not going to go to football either. I'm just going to enjoy the moment here, Carolyn. Okay. No. Seriously, it's really important that there's a recent FedEx Kinko survey that I've been talking about for a while, that showed that 92% of small business owners were going to either maintain or increase their marketing activity in 2008.
That's an interesting statistic. Yeah.
So even though small business owners are concerned about the economy, they know that they've got to fight for what they get.
Right, and I think what's important, to guide small businesses in their marketing spending is to be sure that they have a strategy behind what they are doing, and that they attempt to implement any kind of marketing strategy that they can measure the results. That's key.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do a lot of online marketing work, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And see, this is an area that a lot of small business owners are starting to get into, but basically, probably, I'm gonna hazard the guess that most small business owners don't know all that much about online marketing.
I would agree with that. I think that there's a common misconception.
And that's not a knock on them, because it's fairly new.
Right, exactly.
In the grand scheme of marketing as a practice, it's new.
That's true. And it's something that is constantly evolving marketing tool. So part of the problem is just about the time you think you understand internet marketing, it changes.
Right.
Unlike traditional marketing.
Right.
I mean, traditional marketing, you know, print ads and mailings and things like that, I mean, that's been around forever, and it's great, and it's certainly things that we use, but hard to measure. So I think the beauty of internet marketing is that it offers some ability to measure the return on your investment.
One of the great advertisers, I'm trying to remember who it was, maybe you'll remember, I quoted him the other day, and I just cannot remember his name. But he said 50% of my advertising works and 50% of it doesn't. I just don't know which 50% is which.
and there lies the problem, right?
Exactly. And so the issue is with online marketing, the good news is you can measure it more. The bad news is how do you stay on the leading edge without getting out on the bleeding edge?
Right, exactly. And I think that there's a couple of key tools that I think small businesses should keep in mind and should be implementing in their strategy. And some of that is related to search engine optimization and their websites, because sometimes I think there's an impression that if you build it, they will come. And so you build a website, and you sit back, and you think, okay, I've done that, check that off my list, done. Now bring it on. Mm-hmm. And the problem is it's difficult these days to be found on the Internet without some concentrated search engine optimization. So that's something that I think small businesses should be reading about and educating themselves about.
This search engine optimization has become... And if you think about it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Carolyn, but it just seems to me that in the last 5 or 6 years, it's basically become the rule of the coin of the realm for being successful online.
I'd agree with that. I think that as websites proliferate, it's definitely becoming more and more important. And you don't want to be in the 100th plus page on Google, for example.
Right.
And I do think there's some simple things that small businesses can do. So this doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to necessarily spend thousands and thousands per month to get this done.
Right. Going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. When we come back, Carolyn has got some tips. 8 simple rules. Maybe we'll get all 8 of them in that she's going to give you to help you understand how to do a better job of advertising and moving your marketing strategy forward in 2008 so you get your share of the business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry when you get there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also askjim.biz is where you can get small business answers now. Carolyn Reinbarger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the chief brainstormer of strategicguru.com, Strategic Guru Incorporated. And that's a marketing company out of Cary, North Carolina, the great city of North Carolina, beautiful part of the world. Carolyn, tell us a little bit about your company.
Strategic Guru is a full-service marketing agency serving what we call the Triangle in North Carolina, which mm-hmm. is the Raleigh, Cary, Durham type mm-hmm. of area. We serve a number of small businesses in the area and provide strategy and the implementation of their marketing tactics and really focus on getting them to their sales goals.
Well, now we've got people listening in Denver and up in Maine. We got people listening in Arizona, Tennessee, Texas. What if those guys wanted you to work with them?
Absolutely. We do a lot of our work via the Internet some of the Internet tools. So we're not restricted to this area at all. So
at strategicguru.com. They can find you on online there.
Right.
So check that out, folks. Okay, now we said we used the term SEO a minute ago, and I realized during the break that we didn't really explain that. And folks, even though you've heard me talk about this many times with other experts, search engine optimization, SEO, search engine optimization. Learn that term, understand that term. It is, if you plan to be online successfully in the future, or at this moment and in the future, you must have, SEO must be second nature to you. Right, Carolyn?
That's exactly right. And I think understanding that when you're developing your website, whoever you're working with to get your website up, or if you already have a website, you need to be looking at, I would say, four top things when it comes to search engine optimization. Number one is something called meta tags, which right. is the verbiage behind the website. It's kind of invisible to any of us visiting your site, but search engines see that and are looking for meta tags that are what people are searching for. So we talk about keywords and keyword phrases. Those are what your meta tags are made up of. And you want to have a guideline of no more than 10 per page, and each page should be optimized with keywords specific to the text on that page.
Now, folks, if you expected us to talk first about ads and things like that for marketing, well, you know what? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But this search engine thing is all part of marketing. It's all part of your online marketing, because it's, you know, what if you built a building and put a store in where there were no roads to your store?
That's exactly right. And this is kind of the foundation.
SEO opens the roads up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's the foundation to get people to come and come to your store, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Definitely meta tags and content, which has those meta tags embedded in
right.
it. Your page titles and your headers need to all be working around those keyword phrases. So,
and use more text and fewer graphics. Would you agree with that?
I would say people scan websites, so be careful about how you organize your text. Make it easy for someone to quickly grasp what it is you're trying to communicate.
But remember when we used to put a lot of graphics, a lot of logos
yes.
on our sites, and the
yes.
search engines can't see those?
That's right. They cannot see graphics. They see text. They can see alt tags for your graphics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing to
you
use gotta
make
in
sure
terms
those
of
are
keyword
in there.
Phrases.
If you got graphics, make sure they got the alternative tags. All right, what else?
Okay, so let's talk about the 8 simple rules for a second here.
Okay.
One of the number one rule that I advise our clients on is to define the business objective first and then select the tool that's appropriate to your business objective. So not everybody's going to benefit from Google AdWords, for example.
Right.
So it depends on your business objective, and oftentimes it's a combination of internet tactics that will work for you. So by that I mean it might be some combination of video and email and podcasts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number two, you're forming relationships with your clients, not just delivering messages. And I think that's a common error that's made in marketing, is it's all about me, I want to tell them something,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to turn that around and put your customer hat on and say, what does my customer want to know?
Your
what is going to be
benefits
of value?
To you are only features to your customers.
That's correct.
You got to make sure you're talking to them about their benefits.
Right.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And then rule number three, incorporate a clear, what we call a call to action. That's what do you want your customer or your prospect to do, and to be sure that you have the same call to action in all of your tactics. So, you know, if you want them to come to your website and download a white paper and then engage with you after they've, you know, read your white paper, then everything you do has to be centered around that one call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number four is to remember the goal. You know, while a lot of the internet technologies out there are really cool and, you know, gee, video's really neat,
mm-hmm.
social networking, you've got to understand, does it correlate back to your marketing goals? You know, if your marketing goal is to generate leads, then video may not be the right tool for you unless
right.
you're in youth marketing.
And keep it simple, keep it clean are two others that I'd like to stick in there. Carolyn, folks, if they want to get the other four of these eight, or all eight of them, can they find them on your website?
Absolutely. They're posted in our news section.
Strategic Guru strategicguru.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Strategicguru.com. Check it out. Karen, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Jim. It was a pleasure being here.
I've enjoyed having you here. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.